Can't hear you, Dan.
I vote yes.
Yes, okay. Wilkinson?
I abstain.
Abstain. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. King?
Abstain.
Abstain. Norman? Sit.
Abstain.
Abstain. Brazon?
Pass.
Pass. Frumsho?
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
No.
No. Allen?
Allen says abstain.
Abstain. Faladar? Hitchell? Can't hear you, Nancy. Uzel says yes. Burton?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Abstain.
Abstain. Baba?
Yes.
Yes. Lydia Tast?
Yeah, I'll vote no.
No. And Nancy, I didn't hear you. Are you there? Okay. Eight, yes. It looks like three, no. Three. Four, abstention. 834.
Thank you. The motion passes. My office will investigate the most cost-effective ways of accomplishing this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. And next motion on the agenda is under elections still, because these are the two motions that were added in, and I think that would be the motion number one that starts with whereas. Does someone from the elections committee wish to type that and read it for the benefit of the stream, please? Thank you.
Hold on one second.
I can read it, frankly, but someone would like to from the elections.
This is the one, whereas the bylaws require. Whereas the bylaws require that the NES be hired on March of election years, and whereas the Pacifica website still has no job opening posted for NES, be it resolved that the Elections Committee recommends to the PMB that the PMB direct the IED to post a job opening for the National Election Supervisor forthwith. And that's the whole motion.
Does someone wish to motivate it? Do you want to motivate from Elections Committee, or does someone from Elections wish to motivate that, and then we'll take it back?
Sure. This is a very serious issue, something our members are inquiring about. People want to know what's going on. I think we owe it to our members not only to post the job announcement, but to explain why it's been delayed. I think that some sort of communication with the people whose money supports the network must be made as soon as possible, and I think the way to start is by listing the NES position.
Well, I'm certainly happy to create a written communication explaining how broke we are and why I haven't done it, because you're not the first person to say maybe if people understood that, but let me go ahead and take a stack. Is there a discussion on this?
Anybody?
Okay, so I've got Brian and then Teresa and anybody else? Okay, go ahead, Brian, please.
Yeah, I think we got to have an election. Our bylaws say we have to have an election. Every time we have a fund drive, we tell our members you're going to get to vote for your board members. And the only way to stop having elections is to give our members a chance to vote to get rid of the election system. So one way or the other, this election has to happen, and our bylaws say it has to happen under the auspices of an NES. We're 4 months behind the timeline in the bylaws. We've got a hard deadline of seating new board members in December. So I say let's get it rolling.
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Thank you, Brian. I've got Teresa and then Carolyn. Go ahead, Teresa.
Well, I think that we frequently get into these habits where we have a vision of how something has to be done. Frankly, when we decided we would have elections 10 years ago, the elections that had previously been held were, the supervisors were volunteers. Now we've gotten into a habit of thinking the only way we can have election is with 6 paid employees. And they do, I must say, nothing for radio. They are some sort of, you know, in this governance process. And it's just become very political. And I would say we ought to think about how we can have an NES that is not paid a mint. Think of it as, I mean, would anybody like to volunteer to do this job? So, I mean, we can hire an NES. Let's see if we can find a volunteer to be the NES. Let's advertise for a volunteer to be the NES for the foundation. So I say, yes, okay, let's put it on the website that we're looking for a volunteer to supervise our election. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Carolyn?
Yeah, I think this is, if we could, we would. If we had the money, we certainly would have done this. And I think that it is, where have people been that they can make such a motion without accompanying it with a fundraising effort? This motion should go back to the committee with a request for a funding source to make sure that the motion is implemented. It's foolhardy to pass such a motion when we don't have the money. So I would really like it to turn it back to committee with a cost analysis and then return it to the board with a recommendation with some figures attached. Otherwise, I don't think we should even consider it. That's a motion.
Anyone else? I'm sorry, who is that? Did someone else wish to be on stack? Everybody else? Okay. Is that
Richard
for discussion? Okay, go ahead, Richard.
At the beginning of the meeting, we were told that on July the 31st, probably 3/4 of the people in New York are going to be laid off. We don't have the money, folks. At the first part of this committee's report, we unanimously approved going forward in some form. Months ago, we approved using e-ballot. We also just passed the motion to have our list cleaned up. We're moving forward. And right now, we do not have the money to hire this person. And I don't think it would be helpful to tell the ED to go out there and spend money we don't have. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
Sorry, Mark,
Teresa for the stack.
Margie,
okay,
for the stack.
Okay, let me do progressive stacking. Anybody that hasn't spoken before I go? All three of you have spoken before. Anybody who hasn't spoken yet? Okay.
Was that a motion earlier to send it back to committee?
That hasn't happened on this one yet. If you want to come back on stack, Richard, did someone make? No, we didn't have an official motion, I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did make a motion, but no one seconded it.
Okay, so why don't I come back around to one of you who wishes to go back on stack? Richard or Carolyn? Either one. Richard?
Carolyn made the motion.
Okay, so what
I did
do,
make it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to... Does someone wish to second that motion so it's on the floor?
I'll second it.
Okay, second from you, Zell. All right, so the motion on the floor is just to reiterate, Carolyn, is to send it back to the Elections Committee. Is that correct? Can you just reiterate?
Yes, for cost analysis and cost sourcing.
Okay. All right, so there is a motion on the floor. And now I'll go to Brian.
Point of
summer.
Yes.
Yeah, can we have the motion in writing, please?
I think the secretary needs
the
motion in writing, probably from everyone. So,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
It's on the agenda.
The motion, about Carolyn's motion that wasn't a motion when she first said it, but is now a motion. I'd like to describe it before we vote.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to the stack for discussion. Carolyn, if you're able to send that out in writing, but it's
you. Yes, I'll work on that immediately. Thank you.
Back to the Elections Committee, correct? That is the gist of it. We're going to go Brian, Teresa, Margie, because they were on stack. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, well, I guess my question would be, how do people envision the elections happening if there's not a national election supervisor? So I don't think any of the motions we've passed are sufficient to get the ball moving. Our bylaws already say the executive director is supposed to hire a national election supervisor in March, and just having that in our bylaws didn't make that happen. And frankly, cost analysis, this is something that's in all five station budgets, paying for the cost of this election. So if there are more economical ways to run the election, great, I'd love to see the proposal. But I think in the absence of one of those proposals, we have to do what our bylaws say we have to do, which is get the election machine rolling here. Hire someone to do the job. Hire someone under the cheapest arrangement we can work out, but get it moving.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm Dr. Teresa.
Point of information.
Yes, Benito.
Benito. If you maybe Summer, you could refresh our memories or mine. I think I remember a conversation during the last meeting where we had a similar kind of conversation about the cost. But I don't remember the particulars, but I got, if I remember correctly, Summer, I think you said that you thought that you might or we might have the money together to conduct the election after the September fund drives. Maybe.
Well, here's the thing. I know we don't have the money during the summer because we are on the brink as an organization, quite frankly. Our only hope is at all drives in terms of having any money. In terms of cost, we went over this in the union negotiations today. It was approximately $150,000 last year to conduct the election. That was a significant cost savings over the $200,000 plus previous election. And we still owe $25,000 on last year's elections, and the costs are allocated to the individual stations. So when we are facing even substantial layoffs at 1 minute, perhaps whomever is trying to reprogram their phone could stop.
Please.
Thank you. Anyway, the individual costs of the elections are allocated to the individual units. So if you take a distressed unit, either New York or D.C., quite frankly, but, you know, particularly we're facing substantial layoffs, we are asking a station that is laying off its staff to incur probably $30,000 plus in elections costs to hire a local election supervisor and pay for that station's portion of printing and mailing costs and the share of the national election supervisor. So it is significant, and it's about $150,000 for the network as a whole. And I think that is where, in terms of exploring electronic balloting and things which might significantly reduce printing and mailing costs and perhaps also reduce the amount of labor required from election supervisors, all of those things should significantly be explored because the foundation can ill afford this right now since we are not paying our bills that we've already incurred, quite frankly. But that's the approximate cost, Benito, in terms of what we incurred last year. Okay, and fall is the only time we can expect that we're going to see. The little bits of money that we raised during the summer campaigns are going to be enough to barely patch over payroll until we get to the fall. And that's really where it's at this point. Let me go back to stack. Thank you.
Summer, just bear with me a second. So based on what you just said, if I understood properly, you're saying that the earliest that we might be able to conduct the elections would be in the fall, but that's not guaranteed yet either.
Yes, of course. Yes, I mean, financially we are insignificant. And but I don't anticipate that there would be any possibility that we could do it sooner. I mean, again, not to stress how much of my life and now, you know, I'm bringing Raul into this, is spent dealing with our creditors, quite frankly, because of the cash flow issues throughout the network. And we all know where they're particularly severe. So, yes, I don't anticipate that there would be any possibility. We've just stripped down the rest of the remaining Schwab account to deal with New York's payroll. I mean, that's where we're at as a foundation. And I can't imagine how we could possibly pay for an election right now, or any part of this, quite frankly. The fall is as soon as I anticipate that we could hope to have anything resembling sufficient money to even deal with this, frankly.
Nancy, if you could add me to the stack, I hope this will work.
Yes, of course. Okay, okay, Teresa, and I'm sorry, was it Margie again?
Yeah.
And then, okay, go ahead, please, Teresa.
Well, I will give you some good news. KPFT is making has made twice as much money as they expected to make with car donations. So I encourage national board members to call me personally tomorrow, and I will talk to you about making a bunch of money from car donations at your station. So that might help your finances if you take advantage of it. I just spoke, and like nobody assumes that we can get an election supervisor as a volunteer. You just assume, you just kind of like, I just spoke, and people say, okay, well, what are we going to do? Like, I didn't say anything. So do I have to move that we put an announcement out for someone to volunteer as election supervisor for this year? That's a motion.
I second the motion. Benito.
Wait a minute. Don't we already have a motion on the floor?
Yeah, we do. We have a motion to refer the matter back to, so if I could, Teresa, I think this is a procedural and parliamentary. Okay, so your substitute motion then is that we advertise for a volunteer national election supervisor. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, and it was seconded by Diaz.
Right.
So, thank you. And do you want to say anything further, Teresa, before I go to the next person on stack?
I would just say somebody like Bill Crozier, who's been coming up with ideas, you know, maybe we could have a small task force, and he could be in charge of it, that would, you know, try to help us make this a reality.
Dan for the stack.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Margie, Nancy, Dan. Go ahead, Margie.
Okay. I recognize the financial problem. I'm slightly confused by this conversation. I mean, the fact is that the costs of running an election would be a huge problem for the two stations that are underwater, but I assume that the other three stations, like KPFA, have it in their budget and were planning to spend the money. That was what we thought was going to happen this year. My concern is that members know that something is going on. They feel separated, uninformed, disenfranchised. Like Brian said, we tell people that they get to vote. You know, you pay $25 and you get to vote for who runs your station. You know, we all know that isn't exactly how it works, but that's what we tell people when we're raising money from them. And we have to say something. This board has been, in my opinion, has been extraordinarily irresponsible in not figuring out a way to communicate to our members what is really going on here. And we cannot continue to do that. So, you know, you send a motion back to the committee. Well, the committee doesn't have any more idea about how to raise money to run this election than the rest of us do. And, you know, the committee is concerned about members who are asking questions, who want to know what the hell is going on. And we have to respond to that. We can't act like, you know, we're not responsible for providing information and making things go forward.
Right.
And so whatever happens tonight, I feel like we have got to resolve that that's what we're going to do.
Thank you, Margie. I'm hearing you loud and clear. I met with Burton White. I do understand, but I think that a statement coming from me as to our financial distress and what has caused me not to hire an NES would be appropriate. So I'll go ahead and work on that, okay, regardless of what happens with motions tonight, because I hear what you're saying, which is simply to tell people what is the situation. So, all right. Let me go on to Nancy and then Dan. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, thank you. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead,
okay. Oftentimes, sometimes when you've got a turnaround of this magnitude.
We can't hear you too well, though, Nancy. You're terribly
breaking up.
That's better.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah, it's about to break up.
Okay, I'm walking around trying to get you to hear me. You know, we're dealing with this round. Looks like starting in.
Point of personal privilege.
Okay.
I can't understand anything you're saying, Nancy. I don't know if you can get closer to a window or something.
All right.
Can you call in from your landline?
Well, how about that? I'm sorry. I'm taking up your time. How about now?
Can you call in from
your
landline?
We can hear you.
Good. That's good.
We can hear you.
Everyone else.
Please be telling you, don't walk around.
Just stay still.
All right.
You're good. Okay. So, Mike, what I'm trying to say is when we're dealing with this type of a turnaround of this magnitude, it really is like starting a business new. And any business, with the number of people we've got, we've really got to have a business plan. And, I know KPFT here in Houston is just beyond eager. The LSV is just beyond eager to understand what's going on. And I don't think, obviously, that can't be done without a business plan. And I understand that there's so many things changing so quickly. I understand that. But we really need a business plan. And I think that would put most of the local station board members at KPFT at rest. And I know it would for the other stations, too. But we need a business plan.
Thank you, Nancy. Dan.
Brian.
And Serene, please.
Okay, so look, I mean, I'm hearing good ideas. I agree we need a business plan. I mean, we passed a motion to try to get BAI to develop a plan. We need a plan nationally. I like Teresa's idea. I would second her idea. Let's get someone to do it for free if we can. That'd be great. You know, maybe Bill will be a volunteer. He's off the board this year. Or someone else will. That would be terrific. But we can't just pick and choose about which of our legal requirements we're going to comply with. And, you know, to me it seems kind of political, right? I mean, when we want to hire staff in the national office, we want to hire an auditor, we want to hire a lawyer, well, then we find the money. Now, maybe elections aren't that popular, especially for people whose terms are expiring, but we don't really have a choice, you know, and we're going to have this election one way or the other, and if someone sues us and the court orders us to do it, well, then we're going to have an additional expense. But we can't just say, well, you know, we're broke, so we can't do it. Let's figure out a cheaper way to do it, but we need to do it.
Okay, Lizette.
Thank you. Did I hear Lizette?
Yes, you did.
Did you wish to be on stack?
Yes, please.
Okay, and did I hear Serene also?
Serene and Brian.
Okay.
I'd love to go first. She hasn't spoken yet.
Yes, okay.
Brian,
so,
can you lower your phone or something?
Also John.
Can I maybe just because of what Dan said? Dan, please don't, and anyway, please interpret that any of this is coming politically from me. I am dealing with the fact that we can't pay our bills on a constant and regular basis, bills that we already owe people who are very unhappy with the fact that we can't pay them. And I want to be very clear, at least for me personally, where this is coming from is purely a financial basis. We don't have the staff we need at the national office. We are not able to do things that need to happen, and we certainly aren't able to do things as quickly as they should happen because of a lack of resources. So
Hello. Tony Norman joining the call. Just wanted the record to reflect.
Thank you, Lydia.
Let me go to Lizette because she hasn't spoken. And then we had Brian, Serene, and Lydia. Okay? Go ahead, Lizette, please.
You know, I very interesting that...
Oh, please, whomever is pounding, let's try to be respectful of each other. And thank you. Go ahead, Lizette.
Yeah. I'm saying I find it very interesting, the notion of a business plan. Many of us don't use the term business plan. We say, a strategy document, same thing. And lots of us have been asking for the same thing in different ways at our stations. And nobody seemed to be taking any notice of that. I also have some sympathy for the call to have somebody volunteer to do our elections. But this is the problem, I think. This election process is not an easy one. And I don't know who would give up their time voluntarily to go through some of the crap that we instill on people. I'm not sure who would do it. So I think we would be taking a big chance having somebody trying to volunteer to do this thing, and when they realize what's happening and they're getting no money, they walk away. You can't stop them. It'd be easier if we had somebody, and I agree that we don't have the money, but at the end of the day, this is what we agreed to in law. It's a court-agreed arrangement, and I'm not sure how we want to get out of it now. Anybody who knows the history of this place can go to court and win because it was part of a court deal, and we're forgetting this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Teresa for the stack.
Thank you, Lizette. Okay, so Brian, John. Serena, Lydia, Teresa. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to express some question, which is that we started having a financial discussion, and we haven't seen a balance sheet. We haven't seen an income statement for any of the past 7 months. And so we have this conversation without knowing what the situation actually is. Now, I understand that our network's in a state of crisis and that we have to do triage when it comes to spending. But none of us can make an informed decision about what our highest priorities are unless we have some basic information in front of us. How much money do we have? How much is coming in? How far off budget are we? What bills are unpaid right now? And it seems incredibly messed up to me that our executive director can create staff positions that aren't in the budget without asking for an approving vote of the board. And then our executive director, on her own initiative, can decide not to fulfill a duty that is assigned to her by the bylaws and that is in the board-approved budgets for this year, which is to hire a person to run these elections no later than March. So if you want to have a conversation about financial triage, give us the information that we need to have that conversation. But don't use it as a rhetorical club, because basically all you're saying is take my word for it until you show us where the money's at.
Point of personal privilege. What staff positions have I created that aren't in the staff manual? All I have is a bunch of staff positions that aren't filled. I haven't created a single staff position. Could you please be specific to what staff position I've created? Because I'm unaware of that staff position. No, please. I would like to know what staff position I've created, Brian.
Margie would like to respond to that.
I just could presume that Brian has
Brian's
specific
response.
Well,
I would like to hear what Brian has. I would like to know what staff positions have been created by me at all.
John to the stack, please.
Brian, you don't have at least one specific example of a staff position I've created.
Mr. Schwab.
Point of order.
Okay. Well,
pardon me. I would like to respond to that. The question
point of order,
is,
Ms. Chair.
It's summer. The question, may I speak? The question, Summer, is not what staff positions are in the manual. It's what staff positions were budgeted for this fiscal year.
Right, and the only people we have are accountants and administrative staff
I mean, there isn't anybody that has been created. Brian made a specific
You have an assistant executive director. That's never been in the national office in the 10 years I've been working there.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. Point of order.
Excuse me. I don't have anyone doing so much as writing one email for me. I have someone who functions to administer the administrative functions of that office. As you well know, payroll was incorrect for multiple periods when I walked in the door. I don't think we can rehash on this call.
Madam Chair.
The only positions that are covered right now are handling benefits, payroll, and the reconciling of books that were millions of dollars out of order when I walked in the door. So there isn't a single position giving
order,
any
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
I'll stop this. But when someone says I've created positions, I really take offense considering I don't have the support. I do not work 12, 14 hours a day. Okay, Apple.
Can you hear me?
I don't have any personal support.
Can you hear me? Point of order?
Yes, go ahead, Richard.
I also have a point of order. This is Lydia.
I would ask that the chair ask the member not to yell into this thing because Brian's been yelling all night. You know, we don't need that.
Thank you. And I'm sure that Raul can weigh in on what needs to be done in terms of producing balance sheets or where the audit was at in terms of, you know, the fact that it was almost complete or what the auditors have told him about where the books were at or what staff accountants have told him about how many things needed to be reconciled in order to complete our audit. I think the CFO can probably best answer those types of questions in terms of when balance sheets, income statements, and the other normal types of reports will be there when we are finished reconciling the detritus that was present, quite frankly. Let me go to the next person on stack, which is...
This is Lydia. Lydia, can you hear me?
Lydia. I apologize.
My point of order is, but I'm also on the stack, but this is separate, is I came on late, so I apologize, but is Heather here? Because I think she should be chairing...
No, she's in South Africa.
Okay.
I was anticipating a personal attack while chairing based on staffing positions.
No, I didn't mean that. I just meant because the motion has to do specifically with directing the ED to do something, it would be more appropriate for someone else.
Doctor, I have no problem. Richard, would you like to take the chair? Richard,
sure. I'm sorry. Point of order. Carolyn here?
Yes, go ahead, Carolyn.
I think that request was totally inappropriate. There's no problem with the way you're handling this.
Can we move on?
It's not about
point
that.
Point of order. No, it's not. It's not inappropriate.
It's fine. I don't care. I you know what? Honestly, I just don't. I object to aspersions about my creating positions when we are so dramatically understaffed that this is a back-breaking thought. I do take umbrage at that. So I'll hand it off to Richard so that the next time I need to defend what's going on with running a completely dysfunctional network comes up, I can do it without having it brought into question. I have no problem. We're dealing with my role as IED, not as chair. Richard, please take the chair for the remainder of this discussion so that I can be directed to hire people we don't have the money. Thank you.
Tracy for the staff.
Can you tell Richard what the fact
right
is, please?
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was going to ask.
The fact is Serene and Lydia, and I think Tracy just got on the stack, and if I have dropped someone, please accept my apologies. Thank you.
Teresa?
I'm going to meet.
And Teresa. Okay, at some point we have to vote on this motion because we're running out of time. Okay, Serene, you're next on the list. So.
Okay, thanks. And I have a point of procedure, I guess, before that. It's 10:17, and I rather urgently want us to discuss the personnel committee's work before we run out of open session. So would this be an appropriate time to make an extension, or do I have to wait until this present discussion is over?
I think you have to wait until the time runs out. Okay, is that all you wanted to say on this?
Oh, not at all.
Maybe you're in the next... Oh, okay.
Hello.
Yeah,
I began by saying that I had a procedural inquiry before making my comment. Thank you. If I may now speak, I would like to do so.
Speak.
Thank you. So this motion is to postpone, or at least I believe, I want to ditto everything that Brian said about the lack of information on which to base any intelligent decision. But I also want to ask, when this motion passed the Elections Committee, which was several months ago, and it's been on the PNB agenda for several months, my question is, to, and I guess it's mostly to the directors or anyone else who heard the committee's call, was the issue of the committee coming up with a way to find money, was that raised on the committee call in the past 3 months, or is this motion only now being made after it's sat on our agenda for 4 months?
Interesting question. It was not raised on any of the calls that I was on.
Oh, and I apologize. Janet may have been on stack. Richard, you should check.
John to the stack. Can you hear me?
Janet?
John to the stack. Can you hear me?
John.
John?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. So then I would, in light of the confirmation that, you know, that it wasn't raised during the committee's calls and there were months in which to do it, I would urge people to not send it back to the committee, because there was ample time to deal with it then. And I would also repeat my understanding that it is, in fact, budgeted for Houston, Berkeley, and L.A., and that while many stations have contributed, you know, certainly more than, quote, their share of some costs, that those three stations be asked to contribute enough additional funds, if you will, to at least get the national election supervisor position funded and on the way, with the understanding that D.C. and New York also need to have elections, perhaps more than the other areas, and that the stations who are paying for it now will be given credit for their additional support. Thanks.
Okay, that I would like to also remind those folks that the national office is budgeted for a lot of this money too, and I don't think they have the money. For the rest of this conversation, let's limit it to 60 seconds apiece because we're running out of time.
Carolyn, I'll start first. Carolyn, I'll start first.
Okay.
Lydia's next.
Okay.
So we just got through voting a few minutes ago for more than $30,000 to do a pre-mailer mailer. I cannot imagine that hiring an election supervisor would require $30,000 up front. That's number one. So with all of our financial issues, well, I shouldn't say all, but with a good chunk of them, it seems to me it's a matter of what we are prioritizing. So we do make choices about the limited resources we have, and I think that's what's at issue here. And the other issue is not just the bylaws, again, California Corp. And so I urge, and also in terms of a volunteer coordinator, if it was like a Bill Crozier or any number of former board members, everyone's on different slates throughout the network. There would be lawsuits. So you can't do that. That's why we hire them.
Thank you. Tracy, 60 seconds. Tracy, you there? Come back to Tracy. Teresa?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I would just like
seconds.
To say that the for Luzette, the bylaws do not say that we have to pay anyone. It says we hire someone, but in this organization, we hire volunteers all the time. I just think that we ought to give it a start. We have election supervisors that took their last paycheck and didn't provide the reports. I mean, we have people that are goofing off and making serious mistakes in these paid positions, and to my knowledge, there are no repercussions, and we actually encourage them for not meeting our quotas or goals. We actually hire them longer. So they actually pick up extra paychecks because you know they couldn't motivate enough people to come and vote. So I think we ought to try something a little different, and we ought to have opt in rather than opt out, because if you want us to pay 75 cents to send a big thick email, I mean snail mail, then you ought to opt in rather than opt out.
Time. Okay. Thank you, Janet. 60 seconds. Janet,
can you hear me?
Yeah, go.
I really don't have my thoughts together about this, but I feel that if the bylaws do say hire, that indicates hire. That does not indicate ask somebody to volunteer. You don't hire a volunteer. Hire means pay somebody, and that may be part of the dispassion of the election supervisor. Not that I think we should rush to have this election, but I wonder about the volunteer supervisor if these bylaws have already said hire.
Thank you. John?
Yes, I would say that. Thank you. I would say that it's very important to, first of all, realize the economic situation is very severe. We don't need, unless we have not to pay attention, any financial report to tell us how dire the situation is. So given that, we recognize that there are certain priorities. The mailing was designed to raise funds. This is what we're in desperate need of. And there is an absolute deadline by which something would have to be filed, and I would think that that would be the date that we should be looking at, if at all. We need to have the money. There are lots of things we should want to do, but we have been in crisis for a long time, and we need to be realistic about what we're deciding to spend money on. Thank you.
Thank you. Gentlemen, 60 seconds.
Yes, thank you. The person hitting is pissed off.
Okay, let's have order and get this done. Let's go.
Thank you. Brian's argument is really specious because 4 months ago, or however long ago, the Elections Committee passed this motion, our situation was not dire as it is now, or perhaps we just didn't know how bad it was. So that argument is totally irrelevant to the point here. This is now, and the argument that we are cherry-picking our bylaws to ignore doesn't go either. We ignored the mandate to hold in-person meetings 4 times a year because we couldn't afford it, so we cut it down to 2. And we are doing the same thing now with a mandate to immediately hire a supervisor. We cannot afford to do that right now. We do have a little time, a little wiggle room, so I would suggest we just calm down and wait and see if our situation improves within a month or so.
Thank you. All right, that's the list. Let's get the vote here. We don't have a floor.
Richard, this is Tracy. Wasn't I on the list?
You were, but you weren't there when I asked for you. You got 60 seconds. Go.
Okay. Does that mean I lost my turn, or does it mean I can go?
You can go. You got 60 seconds.
Okay. Well, ditto to most of what Carolyn is saying. I appreciate the volunteer sentiment. I did a quadrant of that job, and honestly, I wouldn't do it as a volunteer. So I'm not sure that's going to pan out. But that said, an election as we currently do it, and I think there are things that we can do to cut costs, is the equivalent of 7 in-person meetings, 7 in-person economized meetings. So it seems to me that if we are okay with delaying and adjusting and rescheduling and cutting down the number because we're in financial distress, and many of the people on this call were, in the one, then we have to be willing to do it on the other. We will eventually have to do this. It's what our bylaws call for, and eventually the courts will intervene. But we're not at that point yet. So the urgency being presented here, I think, is a little bit out of whack. I don't think that anything catastrophic is going to happen if we delay for a couple of months. And frankly, it would be better not to do this when we're laying off 75% of the staff at one of our stations. It's unseemly. So let's wait and try to recover.
Okay, thank you. All right, folks, we've got 2 minutes here. Let's get to voting on this stuff. We've got the original motion, and we've got Burns' motion to return to the committee, and then we've got Alan's substitute to do an ad for a volunteer NES. Okay, I'm going to start the vote with with the...
Substitute.
Yeah, I know which one I'm starting. I'm picking the person.
I'm sorry.
This is for the substitute to run an ad for a volunteer NES. How you vote?
Yes.
Yes, King. Who's that? I can't hear you.
Point of information. I'm sorry.
We've already started the vote.
Right, but I'm not sure what you're voting on. I didn't hear a motion.
We are voting on the substitute to place an ad for a volunteer NES.
Okay, and who made that?
You know who made it, Alan. Let me get this vote taken care of.
Excuse me.
You're out of order. You're out of order. We're in a vote right now. You're out of order.
Well, I can ask you now, or I can ask you right now my name.
Serene, you are out of order.
It is never out of order to ask what the heck we're voting on.
Serene, you are out of order. Yeah, I've told you what we're voting on.
Can you just clarify what we're voting on? Instead of calling people out of order, just clarify the information that we're voting on.
That's the point of parliamentary inquiry.
Alan, motion to substitute to have an ad for a volunteer.
Who seconded the motion?
We're having an election.
Well, I wish we were having an election. I'm asking who seconded the motion.
Benito Diaz.
Come on.
Motion. You're stalling.
Benito, you could have said that 10 words, 15 words.
You didn't ask that 15 words.
Guys, we're voting. Come on, let's just vote.
Okay. Can't hear you, Lucette. Norman.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to abstain. I came in a little late.
Okay, abstain. Steph? Steph, can't hear you.
Did you say sit?
Yes, sit. Sit.
Okay, I would say yes. Is this yes? I just want to be clear. Yes for a volunteer.
Exactly.
Yes.
Brazon?
No.
No. Crumso?
No.
No. Medina?
Pass.
Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Polinar? Henschel?
Yes.
Yes. Giselle, no. Burden?
No.
No. Coleman?
No.
No. Roberts? Can't hear you, Serene.
No.
No. Saba? Montage? Can't hear you. Montage? Edward Seekert?
You can find one, be my guest, but I vote no.
No. Rosenberg.
I'm going to abstain.
You're doing what? Abstain. Okay. Siegel.
I vote yes, but on a short leash. And if we can't find a free one, let's hire one.
Okay. Wilkinson.
I vote no.
Thank you. No. Somebody passed. Medina passed.
I abstain.
Abstain.
Richard, can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Lucette.
Yes.
How do you vote on this?
I'm abstaining.
You're abstaining, okay, thank you.
Yes.
5. Seven. 4-5-7-4. The motion does not pass. We move to Burden's motion to return it to the committee. Okay, Alan.
Alan says no.
No. Polinar. Henschel.
Pass.
Pass. Giselle, yes. Burden.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yeah.
No. Saba. Montage on the call. Edward Seekert.
No.
No. Rosenberg.
Yes.
Yes. Siegel. Dan, can't hear you. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Diaz.
Yes.
What was? Yes. Okay. Yes, I got that. King.
Abstain.
Abstain. Norman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Stitt.
No.
No. Brazon.
No.
No. Crumshaw.
Yes.
Yes. Medina.
No.
No. Who passed? Henschel passed.
Yeah, no.
No is the, that was it, a no?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Six, yes. Six, no. Two abstentions.
Chair, I'm sorry. There were eight, no.
There were eight, no. Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah, eight, no.
You're right. You're right. Also, I voted, and the chair can vote. You can't. Okay. So that motion fails too. So we're back to the original motion from the election committee to direct the IED to hire an NES. Everybody understand all those abbreviations?
To what?
The original motion that's been on the agenda for some time to hire an NES.
Okay. Wait, point of order.
Who is that?
That's fine. The motion is to post the position, not to hire.
Oh, did I say hire? I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
You're right. Post the position. Thanks, Brian.
Richard, this is Margie. I have the bylaws in front of me, and the language is sort of curious. What it says is the executive, it says in March of each year or by a date no less than 90 days before the nomination are set, whichever is earlier, the executive
Margie,
director shall appoint.
Margie,
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to tell people what the language says.
The question is what the motion that the election committee passed is the issue.
That's right.
I know.
I appreciate the bylaws information, but we have a motion on the floor, and we're going to take a roll call vote right now. Okay, Edward Seekert.
Yes.
What was that? Yes?
I vote yes.
Thank you. Rosenberg?
Did you call me, Richard?
I did.
What am I going to do? I will vote no.
No. Legal. Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Who is?
Abstain.
Abstain. King.
Yes.
Yes. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Good.
No.
No. Brazon.
Yes.
Yes. Crumshaw.
No.
No. Medina.
Yes.
Yes. Alan.
That's interesting.
Alan.
Alan says. Oh, yeah, hire him for $5.
What is your vote?
Yes.
What is your vote?
Yes.
Your vote
yes.
Is yes? Okay,
yes.
Alan R. Henschel.
Yes.
Yes. You said no. Burden.
No.
No. Coleman.
No.
No. Roberts. Yes. Bye-bye. Montage, if you're on the call, I can't hear you. Is somebody fans? No. Nine yeses. Six noes. And one abstention, I think it is. I'll count that back again later. 9-4, 6 no, and one abstention. The motion passes. We've run out of time, and we need to adjourn and get on to the
executive session. This is Serena. I move to extend for 15 minutes so we can address the personnel committee report I'd asked before, and you said we needed to complete the vote on this item.
Okay, Serena moved for 15 more minutes. Anybody want to second that?
Teresa?
Yeah, okay. I'll second it.
Okay.
Sepulveda.
Okay, that's not negotiable or whatever it is, not debatable, I guess is the word. So we'll vote on 15 minutes. Oh, no, is there any objection to the 15 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to vote on that. Edward Stupid.
No.
No. Rosenberg.
Yes.
Yes. Siegel. Man, I can't hear you. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. King.
No.
No. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Stick.
No.
No. Goes on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yes. From show.
Yes.
Yes. Medina. Brenda, can't hear you.
I voted yes.
Yes, okay. Alan.
Alan says yes.
Yes. Alan, Henschel. Can't hear you, Nancy. That's just coming out. Okay. You say I voted yes. Burden.
No.
No. Coleman.
No.
No. Robert.
Yes.
Yes. Baba. Nine yes. Well, it's eight yes. I'm both.
Richard.
Six no's and no abstention. 9-6, it has to be two-thirds. That's not two-thirds. And somebody call my name?
Yeah, I got the phone already.
Nancy. Was that Nancy? Okay, Nancy.
Nancy. I got
okay, so the extension did not take. Do I hear a motion? I don't need a motion to adjourn. We're past time. So let's get on to our executive session. Thank you. We are adjourned.
Thank you, Richard.
You bet.